So, Jack, what makes a good barista?
Barista knows how to pour the coffee and froth the milk.
No. The traditional baristas of yesteryear, of the
Oh,
mean streets of South Shore.
with the beans.
And what do they know how to do, Jack?
They know how to roast them.
Exactly. And today we're going to channel our inner baristas. And we're going to roast something, but we don't know anything about coffee, okay? I just know it's something that you throw at pigeons when they're staring at you. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to roast cold calls. And we've got some victims who've sent a cold call in and said, look, roast it for me, baby. If anything, I'm not going to say it. Let's just roast it and let's just
Okay,
see what happens.
we're gonna roast it. Okay, we're gonna go
Yeah.
live and we're gonna listen to his cold call and we are going to give some feedback. So,
I have my notepad and pen.
we'll probably stop at points throughout and I'll get some feedback. Tell me, Zach, can you hear this?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. I'll be totally honest with you. This is one of those surprise sales calls. I don't know if that makes you instantly hate me or whether you're 30 seconds before you throw your phone out the window.
Yeah, go for it, mate.
Should we jump in straight away?
Yeah, let's jump in straight away.
He sounds, in one word, how does the prospect sound?
Well, he sounds like he either gets a lot of these or something terrible's happened to him that day.
Something
Okay?
awful.
Something awful. And he sounds like he's Scottish, so I think we can all guess what it is, being Scottish.
He sounds very pissed off. Very,
He does
very
sound
pissed
pissed off.
off. Okay. I thought the opener, I like where he went with it. I think a bit more confidence. There was a few ums and ahs, and it was a bit hard to get into, but we're in.
So shout out to the man who popularized this, right? Benjamin Dennehy popularized this opener. Yeah, I'll be honest, it's a cold call. Do you want to hang up or let me have 30 seconds? A lot of people are baffled why it doesn't get the same results as Benjamin Dennehy. What does Benjamin Dennehy have that most of us in this country don't have? We're not charismatic Kiwis. So how does he actually say it is probably going to open up quite a lot for you. And how are you saying it?
So think about your tonality. That's a little
Exactly.
moosh boosh for you. Let's roll on.
How can I help you?
I appreciate it. You sound like you get a lot of these calls. You don't sound too happy to hear from
He's
me.
called it out.
I'm never happy to hear from anybody these days, mate. You know, those have, that's how the workload is, and that's how the days are. Plus, I'm on leave at the
I
moment,
appreciate it.
so that's fine.
I appreciate it. Would you prefer me to call when you're kind of back at work? It is work
Yeah,
related.
I'm back in on Tuesday. Give me a call on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just before I do that,
Yeah.
shall I take the 30 seconds now and then we can decide whether it's worth
Yeah,
calling you on
go on then.
Tuesday?
Yeah, go on.
I appreciate
Okay, so we've done a bit of
it.
a
Now, I want to hold
circle
my hands
there.
up first and
Go
foremost.
on.
He's not Scottish.
Right. Have you been to Scotland?
Yeah, that guy's not
No.
Scottish.
But he's
Okay,
pissed
Jack, what have
off.
you got?
We went. I liked where he took it with a bit of the accusation audit, and he called it out. He heard the sigh, and he thought, "I can't get past this. I'm going to call it out." You sound pissed off. You sound like you get a lot of these. Okay, I like it. Could have been delivered in a different way, or you could have run with it. I think there would have been a bit of a match. But he's the SDR is laughing throughout, and it's kind of like, is that personality match there? Probably not. We want to come down to his level and probably be a bit more of a moody Scottish person. I think that the big thing for me there was he gave him the get out. Do you want to take this another time? Yeah. He took the
Yeah.
get out and then said, actually, fuck your get out. I'm going to pitch you anyway.
Yeah.
Which I like the balls of being like, that's good if someone's like, no, listen, I'm not back in work. Well, look, can I take the 30 seconds? Don't offer them the get out. You've got him on the phone. The chances are you call him back on Tuesday when he's back at work. He might never answer again. So I'd run with it.
Yeah, needs a bit tidy up that, tidy that up a bit. Yeah. Even you can throw in that pissed off bit into the script. You know what I mean? As an alternative. If you're like, someone's like, fucking hell, come on, let's get on with it a bit. You can say, Well, look, I'll fly through it. You sound like you get a lot of these. If you're not interested by the end, I'll never bother you again. Does that sound fair?
So fair.
You don't have to, because there was a bit there like, you've started, you've not really know where to go, and you've asked the question. The mirror was great, but if it's going to throw you off, don't worry about it.
I agree. I like. Okay, here we go.
Look, I'm speaking to a lot of heads of retail and kind of heads of digital marketing. And when I'm speaking with them, they're all kind of telling me the same thing. They're telling me that they have tons of data and they can pull meaningful insights from this data, but those in control of like the go-to-market strategies or C-suites aren't really understanding the reports. It's almost like it's in different language. And obviously that results in a lot of time wasted and no action taken on the valuable insights you and your team have curated. Now, we've helped loads of companies there in similar spaces to yours and other verticals. To name one off the top of my head, Monzo's insight team had this exact challenge.
Name dropping.
And we've helped them not only provide them a quicker time to report, but reports that they can share the story and sell the story of what this data can do for the business to the C-suite, which allows a greater return on efforts and more meaningful changes to kind of how you guys do business moving forward. Now, I know is very innovative, so by the sounds of things, none of this is going to be relevant to you. You're going to tell me everything's perfect.
Okay, let's pull that. I think we have to start off by saying this man is brave. He's the first roast my cold call, so hats off to you.
Very weird. We must have the same thought. Very, very good. Very brave. Doing the right things. Like, if you were working for us, I'd be very proud of you. And I think just a couple of little tweaks here and you'll be flying. So I've a script. I was saying this to someone recently, actually. Your script needs to be a bit lyrical, right? It needs to have the bit of that Robert De Niro to it. Robert De Niro's got this great line where a script, even though you've probably read it 1,000 times, the person who's receiving it, watching that film, doesn't feel like Robert De Niro said that 1,000 times and he's bored of it. He thinks that's the first time he said that. And Robert De Niro said that's the key to acting. I just deliver it like it's the first time I've actually said the lines.
Crazy. You know what else Robert De Niro said? Sorry to interrupt the whole... I was looking at Robert De Niro quotes the other day and one of the quotes was, I like football. So I'll leave you with that. Carry on. Sorry, Zach.
You know, what can I say? So the pitch needs to feel like, well, I typically get invited in by really ambitious companies, but if they're honest, they're spotting a few things. They might be spotting, bam. They might be spotting, as we're always getting really, and it's like you feel in every line. Your voice is an instrument, okay? So there's a big difference between it's really painful or really painful. There's a big difference between delivering those things. It's actually getting like really, and you sort of feel in everything that you're saying because you lose so much. Body language is really the key way that human beings communicate with each other. On the phone, you don't have any of that. You have to feel the words a little more, resonate with them a little more, deliver them in that actor style. There's a few words that would have detracted from your pitch and acted as roadblocks when you're delivering them. I've got and like. What do they sound like to you, Jack, if I'm giving you those
there's
and likes?
A lack of confidence in their dog words that are going to stick out to me.
Exactly. And then the next bit that we were groaning at, I will hand over to my esteemed colleague.
A lot of we. So it started off great talking about problems. I'm probably not a big fan of the, I've been talking to a lot and they all say this, because let's be honest, as salespeople, we talk to a lot of insert job role and a lot of them probably say, no, I don't have that problem. So just be careful because it can be a bit cliche sales. We do this, we do that, a lot of me language. The thing with... It's a funny one. It just went on a little bit too long, I think, for a pitch. I don't know what the timing was. We can maybe look at it afterwards, but I don't even know if it exceeded the 30 seconds, but it felt long. Like, even though you've got that 30 seconds, you don't have to fill it. Get it short and snappy and get them talking. Do you have one of these problems? Let's open it up. Don't make it about you. It was halfway there. I'm going to give it a... In fact, I'll rate it at the end. But yes, let's continue.
No, it's not far from perfect, and there's always scope to improve. That's the honest answer. But the more pressing thing is that we're just actually in the midst of selling the business. They're going to Asda. So at the moment, obviously, we're not taking any new suppliers on, we're not taking new systems on, we're not doing anything until, I think it's going to be November, until it's completed fully. And then obviously we'll have a European business, and then what we can do on a European business level, it remains to be seen. So at the moment, we're not making any movements. We're going to reevaluate the business in November and see, like, well, what do we have? What do we need? And so maybe I think it'll be probably be a bit more relevant than it is now, because at the moment, all the focus is just on, you know, getting the, getting it over the line at the moment.
Yeah, I totally understand. The company I work for, I'm calling from. We just finished a merger with our parent company, Cision. So I totally understand, you know, kind of business as usual, but there's a lot of things internally that need to happen to move forward. So the dust has to clear, right?
Exactly.
I can imagine at your level, it can be very messy. I don't know whether my name actually rings a bell. My name's.
But what I would say, look, you know, to be honest, to get some, some more meat on
Give
the bone,
that,
get something, something which is going to be a bit more relevant. I think, give me a shout in November. Let's see where we're at, you know, and then we can talk. But at the moment, it's not going to be, we're not going to make any movement on it, neither positive, neither negative.
Sure. No, I totally understand, and I'm with you in that respect.
Yeah.
Would it be okay then if I pop over a little placeholder in both our diaries for November? It doesn't.
Yeah,
doesn't
yeah. Put it for now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at least
we
can both have a reminder,
fine.
And we can catch up closer.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Any specific day that might work better for you?
Do a midweek, like a Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. I will do that then, and
looking
forward to kind of catching up with you in November.
Mate.
And good luck with the rest of the
Asda
sell-off.
Thank you.
Okay.
I know what it is. Get off the
I've
phone.
I've got a question for you. How do you know
when
a salesperson knows the answer to a question?
Because they interrupt.
They'll interrupt and they'll tell you straight. This it's interesting because this kind of goes back to, are all meetings created equal? So I guess the honest question, if somebody booked that in your team, what would you do with that?
You wouldn't be able to book that in, is the honest truth.
Why is that? What problem
you
do you
be
have?
Able to get? There's just nothing in it. Yeah, no problem. I mean, there's the things that need to be ticked off to qualify, and I can talk about how we might have been able to say this in a different direction. But if there's no problem and there's no motivation to fix said problem, that is nothing. That is nothing. That's another, I bothered you on an email. You sound a bit like you better get off the phone now. Do you fancy putting in a time in the future for me
we
to
call
just
that in
you
the industry a counterfeit? Yes.
Yes, very much so. So I imagine, Jack, you're going to go back and edit this and take all the names out of companies and things like that. The interesting thing is this company that this person's from came to us for training for their sales team.
We lost.
We do lose. I know you might not think it on LinkedIn because I'm always talking about how okay I'm making sales, but we do lose from time to time. So let's go back over this. So there was the interrupting point. What happened with the interrupting point? Where did it take
place? It was
place,
like
Jack?
Giving a bit of like, this is what we're doing at the moment. And it was that eagerness of, I know, I've done my research. I want to tell you, I know about you guys. But let's face it.
Exactly. So this guy... Sorry, I just interrupted you.
He's there. He's there. He knows it. You don't need to tell him, you know. Just listen.
Exactly. You just said to this guy, look, sprint down there as fast as you can, yeah? I'm going to give you all this room to go and run. Yeah, so he's running. and you've gone, but actually, I'm going to put a lot of fucking spikes in the middle to interrupt you. You know what I mean? You got him going, and then, bang, interrupted him. So far from perfect, always scope to improve, but they're in the midst of selling the business at the minute. Do those things align? If we think of them contextually, I need to improve the business. There's always scope for improvement. Far from perfect, we're in the midst of selling the business. Do those things line up?
No.
No. So what we need to do is have some clarity there, which I thought would be where we would go. Okay, so what happened instead was there was like a sort of a weird rapport thing trying to happen where it was like, oh, I'm also trying to sell the business. And that was when the prospect started trying to interrupt and get like, oh, yeah, it's not right now kind of thing. If you'd stopped instead and said, sorry, I don't know if maybe I'm missing something here. You said, far from perfect, there's always scope to improve, but you're in the process of selling the business. So am I to understand that you're selling the business with all these problems still going on?
Dig deep.
And then what has to happen? Dig deep. No, I've got to defend. I've got to clarify. Well, actually, no, we can't implement anything new while we're selling, whatever it may be, but I've got to dig deep. The next point is he'd give this timeline of November time. That's when we'll be looking at sort of improvement. Now, there's a thing that Keenan talks about, desired future state, and I've got similar beliefs on things like pattern interrupts. We forget that we can do things at different parts of the call in different ways, okay? So let's say we're looking at, we can't do anything until November. Okay, well, look, sounds like I can't help you right now, but do you mind if I ask you one last question before I let you go? Yeah, go on. Let's say I called you and we were sat now in November. You'd said before things are far from perfect. There was always scope to improve. Out of what I said, what jumped out to you was...
Take it back to that problem, baby. Take it back.
Okay, so I've put you in November. Mm-hmm. I've looped it back to the problem. Then I'm going to give you the problem. I'm going to say, well, we're probably looking at fixing this. Now your brain's going to start saying, well, give me an example of that. Like, well, okay, but you could probably... And suddenly we're into qualifying. And I can give you the magic as we go on. But Jack, I think we might just be at... At time's up on this one.
I think you took it. You took it all from me. I think it was the ending wasn't where you'd want it to be. I thought the start was nice. Like all the right things are there in the wrong place. I think we sometimes feel awkward, and as salespeople, we have to rush in and we have to talk. Allow space. Allow silence. Don't try and push for the meeting. You'll know when to book a meeting. We used to play a game with some of our team of, unless you know for certain they will agree to a meeting, you can't bring the idea of a meeting. What is a placeholder in November? It's not worth the paper it's written on. Harsh, but this is roast my cold call.
Harsh, exactly. Roast my cold call. That guy, well, hopefully expected the harshness. I don't know who it is, but I'll send you on LinkedIn or something. Or a fuck you on LinkedIn, depends how I'm feeling.
Trench Tips, Rose My Cold Call, and you're thinking, you know what? I want to give Zach and Jack Frimpson one. Send it in. DM us. Email us. Cold call me. We'll see you next time.
Well.
Bye-bye.